Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh,
yes. So hopefully very soon we'll be getting a Boston Terrier.
Don't you have to wait for the first trimester?
What?
Nothing. Huh? Sorry. The puppies have been had.
They've been had.
That's sweet.
We have to wait. And, you know, Carla was sitting there in front of Michael, asked me, do you think we could? It's like,
do you think we could get one earlier?
This time and place? Well, how do you say no to that? I mean, well it's easy time. Like,
do Boston Terriers, do they bark with an accent?
Yeah. Hey there. Yeah.
Back.
Oh, I was going to say, I've never seen this view before because I have never been into the studio.
Neither has Mike. That,
oh, okay. Yes,
hey, that was terrific. You know what that was? That was a real zinger. You could write for Hollywood Squares.
I have it.
Quiet.
Yes.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob, do we have different music for the West Coast? Can we get some different music? This is like our standard cocktail party music.
You want something I was thinking like it's more of a party, isn't it?
It's definitely a party at this particular. Hey, everybody! That is just so terrible. We're gonna have to go through. The music.
We were cocktailing a little bit earlier. Oscar and I were. So we. This is my first.
I thought I was going to pregame. I didn't pregame.
Cheers, so Mike. This is
it. Cheers, Carla.
Oscar, Rob, salud. Shannon.
Oh, and here's to you.
Salud.
Oh, what do we got here? This might be all right. All right. And this is an instrumental. Hey, welcome, West Coasters. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party for Friday night. April 24th, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Glad to have you along. We'll be taking your phone calls today at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. As we commiserate with our West Coasters, we'll have the lines locked and loaded, and we will get to them a little bit later. We are joined by some guests that we rarely have on the show on a regular basis. On camera, we have Carla O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
We have Shannon Zabalios, who is talking to Pony, I believe, right now.
She'll be joining us later. As we speak.
Talking to listeners. Yeah,
She's doing a rare thing, Mike. She's wearing two actual headsets.
Yeah, I like it.
She has a microphone headset and a telephone headset.
This is very cool. Oscar, you said you kind of threw it together, but it looks great.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is better than looking at the families all over the country of the draftees in the NFL draft last night. Which, look, we can talk about that at the beginning of the show. I was like a little kid yesterday. Carl will tell you that. I was like a little kid getting ready for the NFL draft because we haven't had any live sports whatsoever. We have not had any live sports. So I was ramped up getting ready for the Giants, my New York Giants, who had the fourth pick in the NFL draft. And, you know, from a technological standpoint, as you're pretty close to the subject,
yes,
Oscar, you deal with ESPN and all this.
Yes.
A lot of moving parts. 30 potential draftees that they had live cams hooked up. That is a massive undertaking, along with the commissioner. And they had cameras in every coach's house and every general manager's house.
Oh, my God.
It was daunting, but there was one major flaw. You watched a little of it last night, right?
So,
a little bit?
Well, we actually watched the entire thing. And I'm not a draft. I'm not really a big draft guy. I just for me, it just hasn't been paramount. But this year, especially with the idea that this is going to be not just virtual, but remote. Everyone's calling it virtual. It's a remote broadcast.
That's all
from everyone, right? So
right.
A huge one, but
I wanted to see what people's setups at home were going to be. And I wanted to see if it mattered if you were going to be projected number one, like Joe Burrow, or if you were actually going to be, you know, possibly falling into the second round. And the way they had all these set up, it was It was night and day. Some coaches looked like they lived in Dr. Evil's den or lair. And then,
Jerry Jones did. Jerry Jones looked like he was called Jerry Jones' living room, whatever it was. He looked like he was on a spaceship.
Like, hi, it's in a mountain.
He was in his quarter of a $1 billion yacht. And
oh God, was he on a boat? Because I thought he might have been
on a boat.
He was
on his yacht.
Oh my God! See, that's great. I think that's great. That, you know, the millionaire, the billionaire,
the
is
SS
on
Yellow
his
Teeth,
yacht.
Mike. It's the, it was a beautiful boat.
It's the ultimate flex of flexes. Especially for Jerry Jones, and why wouldn't he? And a lot of people were saying, well, he probably went to his yacht because he had that infrastructure. And if you're going to spend $250 million and you run an NFL team and it's an empire, it's worth billions of dollars, you're going to have a great communication system built in. I believe that that man's been on that yacht since January 1st when the coronavirus broke out because he's susceptible. He lives in that sphere, right?
Yeah, he's in that age bracket. Right?
So he said, we're going out to sea. And he took whoever he needed to and said, this is what we're going to do. And when the draft came around, said, look, we're not going to do it at Cowboys Stadium or AT&T Stadium. We're going to do it at the sea. And he's like, I've been here the whole time. I've been here the whole time. Yes.
I'm on the boat. Stay on at any boat. Time, did Robert Kraft accidentally open up a porn site on his computer?
No. There are rumors. I know this isn't true. But as far as...
Stepsisters.
And again, Carla, I apologize. You probably don't even like this conversation. Jesus. And some of our listeners probably don't care about this.
Stepsisters.
But the idea is that if you're going to be on national television and you know this is going to happen, it's going to be on a network show. You want to look as, I guess, you want to make your set or where you're living or what's happening. And you want them to look as presentable as possible, correct?
Sure.
Right.
So Mike and I are texting back and forth, and I'm talking to him about Chase Young, which, hopefully with the Redskins, that goes well with them. He's telling me about what he thinks Joe Burrow is going to do, a number one draft pick. But the entire time, both of us were of the opinion that, look, Even if you come from humble beginnings and you seem like a good person, you got to move the piece of furniture that used to be there out of the shot. And by that, I mean some of these shots had lazy boys with covers on them that could have gone.
I totally agree. I did not watch any of this. But when
are draftees that are coming from abject poverty. You know that.
Still, just because you're poor doesn't mean that you have to be messy.
It's the furniture or the uncle.
Well,
you
got to
move one
put
of those
on
things.
When I am watching CNN in the morning and they're doing these remotes. I love to look at the back of people's homes and see where they're actually broadcasting from. Some people, where they're broadcasting from, it's beautiful. Others, there are rolled up carpets in the background.
John Heilman, MSNBC. Let me just say, Mr. Heilman, I always thought you were kind of a fourth or fifth tier jobber on MSNBC.
No, he had a nice kitchen.
Oh, he had a 12 kitchen.
Yeah, he had a really nice
kitchen. Yeah, but really, should you be in the kitchen? And you know who's been
no,
on the
but
kitchen
he
thing?
That.
I love
he
the kitchen.
That spot.
I love the kitchen. Yeah.
Because it was so nice. It was so nice.
Al Roker's a big kitchen guy when he does his remotes.
Well, you go to the nicest part of the house.
Where you spend the most time. Had the John Heilman. Nobody knows John Heilman, but he's bald. And he had the 10 kitchen, and it was... he had the Nancy Pelosi refrigerator, which that's a sign of true wealth. You know, when
what's
you say
the Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, just like a $24,000 refrigerator. Yeah. One of the big industrial kinds that you get in a restaurant.
I just noticed the vent, his oven vent.
At least he has an oven, right? Some of us
don't.
That
was really nice.
Another takeaway, and Mike, I texted you this morning right before we went over to Foxworth's house to work on getting him on Get Up, is the power rankings of how people dissect what you have in front of you. They will find the cell phones that are in front of you. They will find the type of shoes you're wearing to say, oh, those are $1,000 shoes. Yep. They will, some of the coaches and GMs looked like they were at used car dealerships because the way they had their setup done. The Roger Goodell, the commissioner, there was a rumor going around that Roger Goodell, a man who makes roughly $32 million a year, there's no way he would have such a humble den. And
the Roger Goodell setup was created. A designer from the league came in and set that up. That was it. There was nothing. Let me make it real clear, draft watchers. There was nothing in that scumbag's house that was legitimate. They're going to pull it. I'm here in my basement. Yeah, I bet he was. I bet he was in the unfinished part of his basement where he keeps the salt for his water treatment system. And he was just sitting there. That's John Heilman, by the way.
Yes,
yeah. That's John.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rob. Yeah.
Nice kitchen, man.
Has Rob been doing this?
I love that.
That's the new thing we do with Rob on camera.
I like doing it.
Which is my new favorite thing to do.
When you're talking about these settings, they announced today, and I'm so pleased, that Saturday Night Live is doing another From Home episode tomorrow night. Mm. But when they did the open for that Saturday Night Live Sequestered at Home episode, you see people like Beck Bennett, who has beautiful built-in shelves, and then you see Pete Davidson, who looks like he's waiting for his next meth dose. And if these really are their homes, let's put a little thought into it, please.
Yeah, but, I like the reality
A little bit.
But what I didn't like, and
when it's manufactured.
I only posted one thing about the draft last night. And when Trey Wengel is going to go to the shot of the person in the NFL that's just had their life's dream come true and changed forever, and he said, let's see the reaction, there was not a 5-second delay. There was not a 10-second delay. There seemed to be an hour and a half delay.
And that's what you were watching it for, the
because
reactions.
You want to see the immediate
reaction. That's the whole thing,
Oscar, maybe you could explain it to me, because I'm watching this and I'm saying, I totally understand a delay, but are you...
Hey, now.
Trey Wengel. We don't need a graphic on the show. We just... Someday we get Rob... The technology where he can pop that up on his screen.
And by the way, his name is in French means very Wengel.
Very Wengel. Trey Wengel.
Trey Wengel.
The delay was the only thing about the... I thought they did a magnificent job of keeping all the plates in the air, but they did not get the reactions. And then you would get a description of the player, and they might show the GM again. And then you'd see, finally... the very delayed reaction of the players, and that left me.
With that, Mike, came some gems that we might have missed. For example, you saw girlfriends that wanted to be seen on television. There's a popular meme on Twitter right now where the Dallas Cowboys draft pick, he's getting the call presumably from Jerry Jones or the commissioner, knows who's on the phone, right?
Right.
And then he's got his other second phone, let's say it's on his lap right here, and it goes off, and his girlfriend sees the screen pop up, and she picks up the phone and moves it over to her so she can see what's just been written to him. And then he, while on the phone, this is why you have these cat-like reflex. These are why these guys are superstars.
Right.
While he's on the phone getting the call of his life, he makes sure that that phone is brought back to him and turned off without even thinking twice, because who knows who was texting, right?
That's
who
right.
knows what was happening? And then
could have been this guy, though.
Outside of the...
A little more on the screen. There you go.
Outside of that, you had the idea that we all are social distancing, and then once in a while, with the delay, Mike, the beauty of the delay, no one really knew when you were on camera. So then you would have the drunk uncle or aunt roll into the room after you had the max of 10 immediate family members and girlfriend or wife, whoever it could be,
right.
And then you see him from the corner peeking out, and you're like, oh no, like this, there are quarantine rules, and he broke them.
Joe Burrow, is that the mom? Is that the... Because it looked like a little May December parent. It was just Joe Burrow
and
between,
his mom.
I think, his mom and dad.
His mom and dad, yes.
His mom appears to be much younger than his
dad.
So
that was right at the beginning, because that's about as far as I got.
It went number one.
The relationship between Joe Burrow's parents was featured on Robert Kraft's computer.
what does that mean?
Rob doesn't have ESPN.
I know.
But he could have watched it on ABC.
Well, you know what? Here is Joe Burrow being picked. He's out of LSU.
With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's not the commissioner.
It was the commissioner.
Was that the commissioner?
Yeah, it was. It was terrible quality.
Does that sound like the commissioner
to you?
With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
The excitement is really palpable.
All right. Anyway, I was bored by the time the Giants.
Well, you know what happened, Mike, is you got snowed, because they've been painting it for over a week as, hey, sports are back. You want football? Mm-hmm. Here you go.
And no complete,
what was it? It was a big Zoom call. That's it.
And no complete like breakdowns. We wanted to see fire drills, right?
Yeah.
Before we get to your phone calls, I want to give everybody a little tour. In the back room is where, you know, you hear us talk to Maddie and Pony. And now Shannon, Oscar's wife, is in the control center. And you want to know where all the magic happens. You don't get a really full shot. But if Oscar can wave his hand over by the TV lights over there,
hello!
You'll see. That's where our studio is. And in back of Shannon is a control board, and Shannon is manning the phones and communicating with the callers and communicating with us right now. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
And then she's going to unmute herself, and she's going to...
Are you cranky now, or are you doing better now?
No, I'm better. You know what?
So I have a question. Go ahead, Shannon. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll tell you why I was cranky, or why I might be cranky at
week?
The start. Yeah, it's Oscar. But in any event, go ahead. What's up?
Oh, I was going to say, I've never seen this view before because I have never been into the studio.
Neither has Mike.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hey, that was terrific. You know what that was? That was a real zinger. You could write for Hollywood Squares.
I have it.
Quiet.
Yes.
You know what, Oscar?
If they don't like it here, they can leave. I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will.
That's right. Smart man.
Go ahead, Carla.
So I know that area that you're in, Oscar, it's supposedly supposed to be small, correct?
Hello. It's a little guy, yes.
Okay, so how about the area that Shannon's in?
Same size.
Is that small too? Okay, do you ever think about knocking down a wall, or do you need two separate spaces?
No, it's a control room, so we don't have sound traveling from room to room. And then that's the other studio on the other side.
And Oscar's area looks a lot more spacious. Oscar's area looks a lot more spacious when he's there instead of me.
That is correct.
There seems to be more room.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you take up a lot of oxygen when you get into the room.
I do.
What is everybody enjoying today? What is everybody enjoying for their beverage?
Ladies first. Oh,
all right, okay. Ladies.
Just straight up, Shannon?
No.
Okay.
The Crocs.
LaCroix and Tito's. What is that, like a lemon lime flavored thing? That is that a tonic?
It's like really expensive. This like rich people soda.
I was asking Shannon
cheap.
A question. You were talking again.
LaCroix is
what is the problem?
It's like $3.
I'm just having conversation.
Yeah, she's hanging out with their gabbing. Yeah.
Oh, not bad.
Color me wrong.
Why don't you do? Hey, Jimmy Cerrito.
Can I just talk?
Why don't you? Do you understand? This is your fourth week here.
No, maybe fifth, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's the fifth.
And now, do you understand that there are a couple of things you can't do? Can't talk when somebody else is talking because everybody will be talking at the same time.
Yes, you're right.
And then when you talk, you can't do this. You can't do.
I just want to go. And then talk like that.
I'm learning.
You are learning. You're doing a great job, Carla.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. You're good to go.
To be fair, nobody sent her anything.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. No one sent you like a pack to tell you what you need to do or how you need to do it, you know?
Yeah, I expect that by next Friday so I don't get yelled at anymore,
thank you.
Or
at least
set the microphone on.
Yeah, well, boom.
Well, can you explain that, Oscar?
Yeah,
we were going to do that because that's not my fault.
What the heck? Where's my mic stand?
So it's weird. I don't know if I actually called Mike about this. We order from Amazon and then they'll cancel it.
Yeah.
They'll cancel the order and say like it'll get there in June 25th or they delay the order.
So do you think it's because of the virus?
I think that is. And I said to Mike, I said, look, I'd rather just send something from here because at least we can control that that getting to your house. So you're good to go.
Cool.
You'll have something.
And
next
now
week.
The pot is right. We have all the spouses on the show. At the same time, we have Shannon, we have Carrie,
pick up your microphone.
We have Carla, and Rob, you're going to have to move over
a little
bit.
You got to scoot over to the right a little bit, Rob.
Yeah, scoot your ass
yes,
over.
Please. All
right.
There you go.
Now, so Carrie has her, and there's Linus
so
in back of you.
What's Carrie drinking?
Carrie, what are you drinking today? What is the beverage?
Champagne.
Let me see.
Hey!
Champagne. Ooh.
This was sent, when I mentioned that Carrie would probably be the most fun with champagne, Dirk Vastrick sent us some Argyle champagne that arrived today.
What
amazing.
A great guy.
Awesome
you have to turn your wife's microphone up, okay?
Yeah.
I know
speak
you might
up, sweetie,
not want
talking to
do
it. Please.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking gin and diet tonic with lime and mint.
Oh my gosh, that looks delicious. So fancy.
Mm. All right, and Oscar,
fix me a fancy drink.
What are you enjoying?
Oh, I'm going, Mike. We've re-upped here. We've got the cartoon size bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yes,
thank you. We're back in business.
Jack.
Back in business.
Oh my
thank you very
God.
Much. Thank you.
Oh, this is great. So, Carrie's got the bubbly.
And me, I'd be spending some time with the king of beers. Love my Budweiser.
You're so boring. Why did you? I mean, I like you. You're the king of mixology. You're the king of mixology.
Right, I wanted to be jealous of Budweiser again.
Felt like a beer today. You know what? I did the rum and Coca-Cola with the imported Coca-Cola. I did the Greyhounds. I drank Crown. I just want to have a beer. Sometimes you just want to have a beer.
Well, I'm having Irish whiskey again.
As you should.
So, yeah, boring excellent. Too.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Let's get right to the phones and say hello to our listeners. This is the first time we've done it late, so hopefully some West Coasters. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You can call from all over the country at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Maryland.
Mike from another, we get, I think the phone tree responds to Maryland more than any other place. Mike, what part of Maryland are you calling from?
Central Maryland, Carroll County.
Carroll County, what can we do for you, sir?
I just want to say hi. Loving the Friday afternoon, MCOS.
Don't worry about it. What are you drinking? What are you drinking? That's the important thing.
Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, is
not
that
a medical
hoppy?
Doctor.
Is that hoppy or weedy?
Oh, it's hoppy.
Oh, I love hoppy beers.
Oh, I miss hoppy beers.
That was a radio name for me, too, back on the eastern shore of Maryland. I worked at Bay Country 103. Hoppy beers with you. Hey, it's the Hoppy Beers get together. Nice to see you, everybody. Hi, how are you? How's it going?
Do you
today?
Miss those days, Mike?
No, I don't. No, I like what I'm doing right now. This is good. All right, thanks for the call, Mike, and have a wonderful time. Enjoy the rest of the program, won't you?
Requests.
Oh, now you have requests. See, it's kind of what I asked what you needed. Yeah, there you go. What can we do for you?
One, can Rob stand up and do a slow turn while Carrie spanks his ass?
Whoa.
Nope.
Wow.
Nice.
Whoa. Wow. How about
sir,
that?
Sir, it's too early in the program for that. That's too much to ask.
Right. Not even when I'm in the mood.
That was one of my accidental drop-offs. I hung up on him on accident.
Okay.
But,
that's okay. I don't care
about
that.
The video
that's
of Carrie spanking my ass is available on Robert Kraft's computer.
It could be fun.
Let's take another phone call before we go to our first break here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jeremy. I'm calling from Rochester, New York. And
hi there, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I also want to let you know I'm drinking a Porch Rocker tonight, which is by Sam Adams.
It's Porch Rocker.
One of their summer beers.
Yeah. You know, oddly enough, when I worked at WESU in Middletown, Connecticut, my name was Porch Rocker. I worked at the Rocky Rock and Roll Station there, the Porch Rocker get-together. Porch Rocker. What's going on? You all right, Rob? Is everything okay?
Yeah. Carrie had some urgent off-mic news. She asked me if I wanted champagne.
Well, because fun fact, Budweiser gives him bad gas.
Everything gives me bad gas.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know why
nothing
I have
like
been,
the beer fart.
You know something? Do you know why I've been requesting this dynamic? And Rob, we have to start the show. So what would you say to the fact that Budweiser gives you gas?
I would say it's a good time for it. Gas is under $1 a gallon. It's the time to do it.
Oh, bada bing, bada boom, start the
it's
show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Just try to be your normal, humorous self, okay? The guy you were before the tailspin. Do you remember that guy? People love that guy. And don't forget, your novel is coming out in the fall.
Oh, really? How exciting. What's it called?
Do not sabotage me. If you want to be a f***ing lightweight, then that's your call. But do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, Captain. You got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any f***ing Merlot.
Okay. Relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot. Did you bring your Xanax?
Stick your nose in it. Don't be shy. Really get your nose right in there, really.
Oh, I love
citrus.
That movie.
Maybe some strawberry. Passion fruit. And, there's just like the faintest sousson of like asparagus. And there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Wow. Strawberries, yeah.
Good.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Not the cheese.
Put your glass down. Get some air into it. Oxygenating it opens it up. It unlocks the aromas, the flavors. Very important. Smell again. Oh, that's what you do with every one of them.
Mom, when do we drink?
Now.
Mmm. Ah. How would you rate this one, Miles?
Well, usually they start you on wines with learning disabilities, but this one is pretty damn good. This is the new one. Right, Chris?
Just released about 2 months ago.
Nice job.
We like it.
You could work in a wine store, Miles.
That'd be a good move. Are you chewing gum?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard all over the place, Marengo, Iowa, Marengo. Mexico City, Mexico, Manchester, United Kingdom, Dry Prong, Louisiana, North Kingstown, Rhode Island, and So-So, Mississippi. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a brand new sponsor, my bookie, Hey Woo! Sports Fans! Woo! Did the NFL draft leave you feeling unsatisfied? It did me.
Satisfied, yes.
No sports, no problem, because our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let you down. Stay sane, stay entertained. I love MyBookie because it's got a casino right there on my computer. Mm-hmm.
So much fun!
Yes, we're degenerate gamblers in the O'Mara household. And, you know, you can actually go to a live dealer and play blackjack. And I'm a slot guy. They've got more slots than you can shake a finger at. They're incredible. I love them. And they've partnered with some of the leading esports brands to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love it. It's a great thing to do when you are cooped up at home. You're going to love it, too.
Are you still hot on the 007 slot machine?
Yeah, I get hooked on a slot.
He always does that machine. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I
love
always.
It. And I love MyBookie. And you can trust them. They're an industry leader. They're reliable. They're upright. Best of all, here's the big thing. They pay right away when you win. Visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in cash bonuses, all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Good old TMOS. MyBookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid. Well, we are looking right now on this screen at an example of the fact that the three principals on this show have all outkicked their coverage.
Tell
to
me
use
about
a football reference. We have our three beautiful wives with us today. This is a very special show. I've wanted to get everybody on the show, whether it's live or whatever, and I am so grateful to have everybody here under the same roof and technically the same digital roof that we're under right now.
Digital
and,
roof.
The all in one place, the long sufferers. The suffering women.
Or
the,
here we are.
The lucky. The lucky. The fortunate.
It's fantastic.
And that said, can everyone see?
I love that.
Everyone see that Carrie's alive? Huh?
Is that a ghost?
We didn't know. We didn't know. And
no, it's
Carrie,
not like a virtual Zoom thing. She's really here.
Is she?
I
really?
Heard there was alcohol. So.
Well, Carrie's ducked in a couple of times on these shows, and you said you would join us now. And how are you? How I know the listeners would want to know, how is everything? What's new? What's going on? How are the Murder for Hire plans going with Rob Spiewak? I mean, anything new in your world right now? How are you?
I'm great. I've been working a little.
Stop.
Don't touch her. Rob, don't touch her.
Don't tell her.
Take your hands off her.
Tell her what to do.
I know. Bossy.
She promised on an altar of God to honor and obey.
You remember that I laughed at the death do us part?
She did. At our wedding, she laughed when they said till death do us part.
I love my murder shows.
Yeah. And when I got
too,
to that part,
Carrie.
When I got to death to his part, I just licked my lips. I was excited.
There you go. Yes. Because you've talked about the sweet release of death.
Yes, I'm ready. Bring it. It's been a good run.
Are you?
Not even 50 yet, and he's waiting for that right now. But, Carrie, it's great to have you here. I know that everybody is thrilled, and I hope we get a chance to do it live sometime where we can have everybody under the same roof. I would love to have you do that and come out and join us sometime. If we ever travel, I don't know, guys.
God, is it ever going to happen again?
Oh, I think it is. Absolutely.
When, Oscar?
I think probably by the fall, everything's going to... people have put plans in place. I would say by July, like we'll be doing what we need to do.
Yeah, how about the American Airlines plane from Miami to New York. And I think everybody read the article about this, where they're on an American Airlines jet with, you know, half the plane not wearing masks, shoulder to shoulder. It was just bull. I mean, it's just people just don't really get it.
I think once everything gets, I would say the our old norms get recalibrated and people start respecting each other's space and privacy and health, I think that's going to happen sooner than later. Honestly, in DC, maybe it's, again, this is our, the only like a hamlet we have. We see masks all the time. I see people running with masks on, Mike. Mm-hmm. They're working out with masks on, which is great. I love seeing that because I'm like, okay, you're respecting this new order that we, this is temporary. Until we have
our
a vaccine,
neighbor tonight, right before the show started, our neighbor tonight was mowing his lawn with a mask on.
Yeah.
And if I can just, like, Carla didn't want me to talk.
Was he wearing anything else?
No, he had a t-shirt and long pants down here. You know, it's cool.
Hard shoes. That's his uniform.
Hard shoes.
Just no, so you know.
So he's
basically.
Can we say what he does? He's
in construction.
He's a very. No, I know. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. His
father. Had a deep dive.
Well, yes. His father owns a very nice construction company.
When did you have the chatty chat with him?
Well, I always talk to him when I see him.
Yeah, when you're
I'm always neighborly.
By the way, he's
slaying the dragon.
He's got a body like The Rock.
He lives by himself.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Once again, these other facts that I'm unaware of.
And
is he lonely?
I know you're relaxed.
Can I come down?
Can you? Yeah.
He's cute.
He has a freckle in his right eye.
And he dimples.
His right testicle.
I'm not really sure about him. I think he might be a person that does exactly the same thing at the exact same time.
You're whispering again.
Every single day. I think he might be that kind of person.
Oh, calculated.
But
maybe
he's
a routine
very nice.
Likes routine, right?
He does.
Yes.
Well, let me explain what the routine is, and I'm just a little put off by it. I don't mind saying that. Nice enough guy. I wave at the guy. I say, hi, how are you? But we got the people that cut the lawn for the community that I pay an exorbitant amount of money.
HOA fees.
The HOA fees that they come by and they cut the lawn.
Yeah.
And so they did it today. I heard them this morning when I woke up.
God bless those people. Still working.
Yes.
I stayed up like till 1:30 in the morning last night. I'd never stay up that late. And then, you know, I got a boom at 5 of 7.
Oh, yeah. That might have been Oscar.
That was Oscar.
Texting
Oscar was texting me.
show material.
No idea. When the hell? You're the one that gets up at 9 o'clock every morning and you got up.
No,
if you got a text from him at 5 minutes to 7, it was the last thing he did before bed.
Mike, pre-pandemic, that is absolutely spot on. Post-pandemic, we wake up roughly 5:30 in the morning and get the day going.
I know.
Yeah,
Shannon, is that true?
Usually that way.
Shannon might be. We might have a counterpoint here. Is that true? Do you get up at 5:30 in the morning, Shannon?
No. Sometimes we do.
What are you talking about?
Today we did get up really early. We actually did. 3 days this week we did.
Yeah,
I got it. I mean, like a needle into my ear. Doon, doon. My little text. Doon, doon. I forgot even what you wanted. You wanted something.
And no, it was show. It was show material for today.
It was material. Oh, yeah. It was material to see the backdrop of somebody's house.
Of people's draft backdrops that we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Draft backdrops.
Yeah,
that's
welcome.
What it was. Yeah. Yeah.
You had to get your lines in.
I noticed that the neighbor has a more shorn lawn, and that's not a sexual reference, a more shorn lawn than we do.
Is he from Brazil?
So it's a shorter cut of grass that
it looks better too.
And it does, because he doesn't think that these people, they're
they do
cut it short enough.
Well, you know, there are people that really love that. There are people that really love to cut grass. There are people that love to paint. I have an uncle that when he's bored, he'll paint a room. And I just don't understand why people would do such a thing.
Me either,
Mike. But I'm with your neighbor, and I don't want to be an enemy of the state here. But when I mowed my mom's lawn, nothing sexual, nothing crazy there. When I mowed my mom's lawn on a regular basis, I would mow it at two different levels to make it look like a soccer field. So if you actually go like let's say a 3, and then maybe a 4, but you mow it twice, crisscross, it looks beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
You know what I like?
Yes.
Here's a dynamic I like on this show today. I'm looking at Carrie's expression when you're saying that. And Carrie's, I know Carrie better than a lot of people think I know Carrie. And Carrie's mind right now is going like that. What do you think of that, Carrie? What do you think about old Oscar mowing the lawn like a soccer field?
You can say what you wrote on the note.
Okay.
Oh, you guys write notes?
She's writing me jokes.
I knew it.
It's like Sally Rogers.
She's not a poker player, I can tell. Anything you'd like to say about that, Carrie Spiewak?
Well, first, it did sound dirty.
Yeah. As it was coming out of my mouth, I agree.
But I thought with him mowing the grass, it's that Latin in him.
See?
Look at Rob. There's the bond.
This is the bond. Racism.
That's the bond.
And prejudice.
They're fine.
God
These
bless
kids
you
are
guys.
Fine.
Yeah, they're fine. They're
That's
good people.
Fine.
They're
actually,
okay.
Oscar, it's high praise. It's high praise. It underscores work ethic. It underscores the fact that you care.
Oh,
that
I'm sure.
A bond between your mother and you.
You should be happy about that
Latin
blood in you.
I'm going to actually mail this joke to you. And I've never seen Carrie. She's had enough champagne. She's writing in lowercase letters. It looks like Rudy Martsky wrote it with his
book. You barely see it.
Let's take another phone call before our break here. Let's go to the lines. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi there. This is Bob from New Cumberland, Pennsylvania.
New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. How are you, sir?
Great. How about you guys? Hope you're all safe and healthy.
Well, look at us. Yeah. Not necessarily healthy, but we seem to be safe right now. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm enjoying a different type of Manhattan. This is from the employees-only cocktail lounge in New York City.
Ooh.
And what I've done is taken a smoky peated scotch and just put a splash inside the glass and swirled it around just to get that smoky flavor there.
Okay.
Then Rittenhouse rye, then Carpano Antica vermouth, and then they add an orange element with a Grand Marnier, and then smoked Luxardo cherry juice.
Oh, see, that stuff is nectar
is
of the
awesome.
Gods. You got some Luxardos, didn't you, Rob, at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you get some Luxardo cherries?
They have them at the Total Wine. I've also bought them. You can get them at Walmart, too, through the
link. They're
so expensive.
They're expensive.
They are delicious. They are great. You know what?
So
you could
good.
Probably, instead of wasting your scotch, you could burn a piece of wood briefly inside the glass to impart that smoke. And it might be a good flavor element as well.
Oh, wow.
Well, be honest with you, that's what I did with the Luxardo cherry juice. I put it under a dome with some hickory smoke, and I smoked the cherry juice and then poured that in it.
Wow.
That sounds pretty good.
Does that really work? Does that really work, do you think?
That's
what
like
do you
a
think?
Magic
do you
trick.
Donald, does that really work?
It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
People like you.
It's a hoax. By the way, got some blowback on my Trump room.
Why?
My Trump soundboard. I don't know. People, the people that like Trump don't like it, and some of the people that hate Trump don't like it. I'm
Did
like,
you get any
I'm
blowback
just,
at the way Oscar performed in the room?
I'm just
oh,
trying
that was
to,
a
I'm
rough
just
day.
Trying,
Jesus.
I am trying. I am trying
camp.
To be fun. I'm trying to
man.
Just trying to have a little
yes
fun,
and.
Folks. You know.
Yes yeah. and. Mr. President,
my new favorite though.
If they don't like it here, they can leave. I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will.
That's Rob, nice. is there anything you'd like to say?
I would like to say that
quiet,
I think that you
quiet,
need to do
quiet.
Better. No, you need to do better
ahead,
as a president.
Rob.
You,
know,
you need
ahead.
To be
Start
a better
again.
President.
Quiet, 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 quiet,
God,
quiet, quiet,
you know, I spent a long time with our
quiet,
president this
quiet.
Morning, and he really doesn't have a lot of hits. He goes to the same things over and over again, which is why, Mr. President, you are not a good president.
You will never make it.
All right, there we go.
What is the treat people one?
What's that?
The treat people?
You're a very rude person. The way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way.
That's right.
Let's take another phone call before, oh God, we're running late again.
We are.
Shocker on the Friday show. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who is this and where are you calling from? Glad we did the whole show for the West Coast. I'd love to see a West Coast call blast through.
Yeah,
hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Trent from Appleton, Wisconsin.
We're making our way across the country.
Right.
We're at the middle part of the country, the great Midwest. How are things in Appleton, Wisconsin, sir?
Well, so far so good. I'm a letter carrier, so I'm generally out on the front lines, but
Thank
I
you,
do
sir.
Have a day off, and I have been
good.
Pre-gaming.
Ooh.
A drunken postal worker is always
the best.
Fantastic. I love that. Listen, you know what? We're here for you, Trent. Purge yourself right now. Let it all out. I want to hear you bitch. I want to hear you just unravel right here on our show. It's tough out there, right? And it's tougher now. Are you getting any good feedback from people, or are people being asshats? Tell me the truth. What's going on?
Well, yesterday I had somebody on my route say, any checks in there for me? And I said, nope. And she said, I'm out of cigarettes.
So wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
That's why I asked him for that. God. That is why I asked him. Is anybody saying thank you for handling all this stuff and interacting with these homes? Is anybody saying thank you?
There are people who put out like hand sanitizer, which is always welcome, and candy bars on occasion and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
that.
Sweet.
That's cool.
People that is can be sweet.
Is there ever a razor blade in the candy bars?
I always check.
Oh, yeah, check. Always check. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more fun. I'd like to, if Carla wouldn't mind, and maybe we can do it with the other wives that are here right now, Carrie and Shannon. We can have a discussion. I know Rob references Carrie's TV watching, and I know I'd like to reference Carla's TV watching. And
you don't know what I watch.
Oh.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. She's getting drunk.
The summer wind came blowing.
Hi, this is Cam Citizen, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Thank you, Carl. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Honey. Thank you, Honey. You know, we all shop a lot. And I'll do a Jack Diamond commercial right here.
Oh,
how about that?
Excellent. And you know, it's great. He's back on a little FM station in Pennsylvania now.
Yes, he
Mike,
is.
Before, can Jack give out the number before you continue? People are asking.
What's it, Kim? Well, oh, the phone number?
Yes.
Yeah.
888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. That is our telephone number that you can call to eat. Hi, it's Jack Diamond. Hey, you know, Jack. We all shop a lot online. We do it a lot.
And we do it a lot.
But did you know you can make online shopping even better? Did you know that, honey?
Yeah. No. Tell me about it.
Well, good save.
How can I make it even better?
Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. Imagine you're shopping online for one of your favorite sites, right?
Like Walmart or Target.
Yeah, the other one that's also on the TMO shopping
center.
Yeah. Kind of cross-pollination there.
I like it.
Like, little buddy.
Anyway, when you check out, this little box drops down like magic. There it is. And all you have to do is click apply coupons. Honey's going to scan for every promo code on the internet and watch the prices drop. I've been shopping a lot lately, and when my honey savings show up, it's like a magical, unexpected gift.
Ta-da!
Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and has founded over 18 million members, over $2 billion in savings. That's why it has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Do you know about that?
No. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Not using honey is literally passing up free money.
That's not funny.
Ridiculous. That's what it is.
It is.
Carrie, don't help.
You tell him, Carrie.
I like you and Carrie. Don't tell her not to help. Come on now. It's right. Free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know it's good. Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Let me give out. Should I give out the phone number again? Or are we okay?
Yeah, no, give it out again.
Mike, can I just give you, let me give you some feedback here. Miss Katie All Powers right. is watching.
Hi, Katie.
Yes.
She's in Georgia on the beach.
Yes. she is did a roll call on Facebook. We've got Kansas, Nevada, and California folks checking in. The
wonderful.
Phones are completely locked, and we just want to make sure we gave the number.
Got Santos the dog. Yes. Santos the dog is
sweet
there.
Boy. Toaster,
look at you, buddy.
By the way,
he's so beautiful.
Is it too early to say that the O'Mara household will be adding a new pooch?
Yes. So hopefully very soon we'll be getting a Boston Terrier.
Don't you have to wait for the first trimester?
What?
Nothing. Huh?
Sorry.
The puppies have been had.
It's yeah, they've been had.
Oh, that's weeks. Sweet.
We have to wait. And, you know, Carla was sitting there in front of Michael, asked me, do you think we could? It's like,
do you think we could get one earlier?
This time and place? Well, how do you say no to that? I mean, well it's easy time.
Do Boston Terriers, no. Do they bark with an accent?
Yeah. Hey there. Yeah.
Back.
Hey, oh, man. That's great. Hey, wow. May. Fantastic. I need some. Hey, put some more kibbles in this dish. All right?
Come so on hopefully now. Within the we'll have bat. The new one.
Oh, wow. Man, that is a wicked good dog biscuit. That's good. A fantastic dog biscuit.
Congratulations.
That's wonderful. Man, oh, man.
That's boy, awesome. But name yet? What? Have you picked out a name yet?
No, we haven't even picked out the dog yet.
I see.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe Matt Damon.
All right. Let's take another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike Robinoff. Hey. This is great to talk to you. My name is Josh Rognes, and I'm calling from Wasilla, Alaska.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Wasilla, home of formal, former.
Oh, that's why I knew Wasilla.
Yeah.
Is that Sarah Palin or something? Did she live there?
Yeah.
Yes, Carl, you're absolutely
I was
right.
Going to ramp it up and make a big deal out of it, but you just slid it right. You want to lean towards the light a little bit? Lean into the...
There, stole your better. Thunder, Mike.
There you go. Yeah, how are things in the Great White North?
Is that empty, Carrie? Jesus!
Did Carrie drink all the champagne already?
Did you spill it? Because it's flipping
there
gone.
There isn't that much in a bottle.
I was with toddlers all day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Rob, do you have another bottle in the house? Did you go out and buy
yes,
a cheap
course.
One because she was going to be
no,
okay,
no.
good?
No, Dirk sent no. two beautiful two bottles nice. Of champagne.
Dirk did,
but
not Rob.
I want Carrie drunk before the end of this
so
broadcast.
So she needs to have one this show and one the next
yes.
show.
Or maybe two this show and then drink something else. You know. Hold on a second.
Switching to beer soon.
That's good. Okay. Bud, why?
No. Can't
do the bud.
Hey, Wasilla, Alaska, how are you? And what's going on? What's it like out yes, there sir. Right now with the COVID?
Well, COVID is probably about the same as everywhere else.
Okay.
Everything's, they're starting to open stuff up again and kind of get things back to normal. But, you know, as normal as I suppose we all should be, or probably not even. I don't know.
Can I ask a favor? I mean, to gauge sort of the mood up there, I'm curious, because I'm hearing sort of that one of the reasons that Georgia was eager to open is it's starting to warm up in Georgia, and some people hold the theory that warm weather is going to sort of kill this virus or hold it at a level. Oh, the warm weather will
can
help
Can I
it.
Jump in on that one, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. With 1,300 cases in Florida yesterday. Yeah,
understood.
The warm weather, warm at 94 degrees yesterday. It's working great. The heat and humidity, kill it.
That's right. We go outside with our Lysol and drink the Lysol and stand in the hot sun.
But my question is the fact that Alaska being a very cold climate all year round, is there more worry up there because you don't even have the hope of warm weather? Damaging the credibility of the virus.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a bit of a wives' tale. So it is 50.
I do too, but I'm just curious
today. But I don't think that too many people, at least that pay attention, are really thinking that's going to be an issue. I don't think unless you're a true believer, it's not just going to wash away, right?
So, Oscar, okay. You wanted to jump in here.
Can you see Russia from where you're standing right now?
Just about, yeah. It's just over the hill, Oscar.
Oh, so I mean, when she said that, I mean, she got mocked for it. But you are a coastal town, correct?
No, it's not coastal. We're
it's not
inland.
Okay.
We are close. I mean, you know, we're about 40 miles from Anchorage. Anchorage is on the Cook Inlet, so it, you know, it's saltwater down there. But yeah, there's no way we can see Russia, but we're not too far from the ocean.
Well, thank you, Wasilla. Keep supporting the show. We appreciate that. And did you have something else?
Just real quick. I'm a couple days behind, but listening, Tripp sent you guys some masks.
He did.
Some
panty masks.
Great masks.
Sensual masks.
And I just wanted to say, so I work for FedEx, and I wanted to thank him very much for shipping those masks, FedEx. So I wanted to say that. And then I've also just about had enough of Mr. Joel Rogers. But just, you know, maybe,
wow.
You know, just kind of take it for what it's worth.
Well, what's going on? Tell us about it.
Yeah, people get burned on Joel. Don't pick that scab. There's really no need. You know what? I love it when someone ends with a negative. That's fantastic. Wasilla, stay safe out there. Enjoy that beautiful country out there. A state I want to visit someday.
Yeah, me too.
Robbie, if I can get back for just a second to what you said. I mean, because it's important to mention this when they talk about heat and summer.
No, I'm not saying I believe it. I'm saying that I hear people say.
I know, but I just wanted to address it. So, I mean, I watch it every day. There's a COVID-19 dashboard that I check every day, and I'm not exaggerating here. Let's go randomly back to a low number, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A low number was on April 5th, 785 new cases, all right?
Okay.
Then we'll skip ahead and we'll do, let's go.
This is in Florida, right? Your neighbor.
In Florida.
Yeah.
April 13th. Then we get excited. We have 604 cases on April 14th. Now, listen, I say this because, you know, with all the talk about warm weather, we live in warm weather every day. Hot, humid. And the hottest, one of the hottest parts of the country is Miami-Dade, which is over on the other side.
Sure.
The tip of Florida, down in the south part of Florida. Then we skip to, let's do yesterday. That's the most recent number that I can get for you. 1,300 cases yesterday.
Yes, so we're at our...
We're back up at the high.
Cresting,
these are not deaths. These are new cases by the day in the last 30 days.
So we are not on the downward.
We are not on the down, right? And when they're talking about the president's guidelines of 14 days of death, this is another... One of those guys that probably is going to be eager, and they've already opened beaches in parts of the state. This is why this scares me a little bit. And nobody's an expert. I'm not an expert. Trump's
Mike,
not
even,
an expert.
Even the experts aren't experts here.
Nobody
and that's
knows.
Because they don't know. They don't know. And that's why
sure
I think that they're being too eager.
It sure seems like this social distancing might be working, but I right now we're not. This thing ain't over, and everybody's got that mindset that we're getting back
to. You were talking about Florida. In different states, social distancing is working.
Right.
In different areas, it is.
Well, it's
working.
Worked in this state too, Oscar. What I'm saying is, I don't want them to open this state up. It scares the hell out of me.
At least until we're on the downward.
But we should all be allowed to play golf. And I am 100% with that. 100%.
No way.
Yeah, I believe that. 100%. Yeah,
no, actually, I talked to somebody and they said, what if they just went out and played and it was just some exercise, no big deal, get back in the car and roll. That's it. No big deal.
Well, I mean, there are, I went back to the golf course today. It has been, I'm not sure how many states allow it and allow, it's been going on a month here. And I told Carl, I said, well, with the trend flattening out, I made the arrangements to make my triumphant return. God rained on me when I got out there today. Let me tell you how
he
it works
is an
now.
Awesome God.
Golf carts
Yahweh?
Only.
Yes.
Golf carts only. One person to a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
You are not able to touch any other equipment from anybody else.
Hasn't
You're
that always been
apart.
Your policy, Mike? One
yes,
person
absolutely.
To a golf cart? I mean,
absolutely.
Even when you signed up.
Nine holes played. The skies open up. I believe my mother was up there going, you know, you really shouldn't do what you tell your listeners to do. You know?
Mike, I'm okay with, I agree. Look.
I was talking to Eric and your radio partner, Chad, when I guested on their show last week.
Yes.
I think the protocols they put in place for this sport, being outside is the number one thing.
Yeah.
Anything I touch, the only thing you touch is a pin, and it's got a little piece of styrofoam in it now, and you pop your
I
thing
think
out,
you
and
guys
you...
are all brats, and you should not be golfing. You should be inside. Just saying.
What about, can I go back to wrestling?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes
go ahead.
All right,
go
get
ahead.
My singlet.
All right. I promise you we're going to tear through calls when we come back. We're actually going to do that. Are we on, how late am I right now? Am I super late or just a little late? Is this the 47 break right now?
This is 52:18 by my clock.
But I know what 52:18. I'm asking Rob what the 47.
This is the 39 break. That's normally where we do
the 35 break or the, all right, I don't know.
Well, the 39 is normally at 47. So something.
Gas,
we're at the halfway mark.
Gas is at, if you get premium, you can get it for under $2 now.
Thanks so much. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun. And more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show,
Everybody find somebody some.
Hey guys, it's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. You want to talk about a great website to consolidate credit card debt? Go to Lightstream and get it done quickly. Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, one of the biggest in the biz. Quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, so much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. Plus, there are absolutely no fees. The application is quick and easy, and it's 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's fantastic. Apply today to get special interest rates, discounts, and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's L.
Say that again. What did you say?
The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 50%.
No.
Slower. We want to make sure everyone hears every word.
That's 0.5%.
Yeah. Oh, 0.5%.
Yeah, big difference.
Not 50%.
Big difference.
Rate includes a 50% auto pay discount.
You know, they're
their
phones wouldn't stop ringing. I have
what
to read this
deal.
Legally.
See?
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Mike,
how are you doing? How you doing, Gracie?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Here we go. Number two.
Oh, nice. Woo! Well done. Well
it's
done.
It's Carrie's favorite sound.
Well done. Carrie,
I like that sound too.
How would you rate the Dirk Vastrick champagne? Would you like
it's
to
really
review it?
It's really good.
It looks fascinating.
What's it called? Any names?
Goes down easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. phrases we don't hear in this house. It is a Argyle 2015 Vintage Brut.
Oh, nice.
That's wonderful. You're a vintage brut, Rob.
Yes, from 1971. I'm a masher.
Let's take another phone call right now. We got Shannon. We got Carrie. We got Carla. Everybody's here right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hi, who's this?
This is Chucko the Clown from Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, my God.
What?
My God. This is a voiced...
Carrie hates clowns.
This is a voice.
He's going to be so funny.
Here she goes. Carrie, you get it.
Chucko, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Mike. I'm enjoying a Mr. Clean on the rocks. That's my cleanser of choice.
Sounds good.
You know what he's referencing?
No.
The president's saying you can ingest disinfectant and get rid of the COVID.
Listen, he didn't say that.
Oh, stop it. He didn't say that.
Don't
but he
get
was
me
quoted.
Started, Mike.
Okay.
He didn't say that.
He did.
Well, we could bring up the quote, the direct quote. Did you watch the press conference live?
I didn't watch it, but that's not what he was saying.
What was he saying?
I love Trump. I'm not saying I love Trump.
She's got a bit of a point here because it's not exactly what he did. I thought Rob was grabbing the microphone. Right? It's not verbatim. What happened? Trump or your husband?
When can I start cussing?
Soon enough. All right, we'll get back to that. Chucko, how are you, my friend? Is Chucko gone, Shannon?
Chucko's still there? No, I think
didn't hang up on him.
He's still there.
So here it is. This is Carrie. This is the way I think it works in media because you never really know what is going to catch fire, and it's just I watched it, and when I watched the press conference, I don't think that's the verbatim that he used, but he was ham-handedly kind of handling this exciting news from his Homeland Security.
No, I do agree with that. But he didn't tell everybody to. No, I agree.
No,
he didn't say
go out and inject.
Don't give us fake news. Let's be accurate. Please.
He said, but in the future, maybe.
Yeah, in the future. And it was funny because...
And also he said if there was a way to get light inside our bodies. And you know,
then I see the disinfectant knocks it out. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection?
Yeah.
And you know what? He knows exactly.
Let me play it again. Let me play it again. This is exactly what he said.
Then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection?
Yeah.
He asked if there was a way to do it.
Yes.
It was a hypothetical.
Oh, you know what? She has a point. He's the greatest president ever.
He's hopeful.
Meanwhile, he's trying to figure out how to shoot UV rays up my ass.
It's a strange time. It's a really strange time we live in right now.
Like, let's take another phone call. Like you haven't had a flashlight.
What?
Whoa.
Let's take another call. Hi, Michael Maris Show. You're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Marissa from Reno, Nevada.
And getting out to the West Coast. Hi, Marissa. How are you?
Hi. We're so good. I love this. We're watching you guys. We have it piped into our big screen TV and watching you, and it's just the highlight of my month, basically, because what else am I doing?
Very, very exciting. You. And we love doing this. And listen, I don't say it very often, but kudos to Oscar and everybody that has put this together. Really,
Team
Oscar
effort.
And Shannon.
Team effort.
Oscar Santana. I mean, I'm going to single him out here because I give him a lot of crap. But Oscar Santana, Whirling Dervish, to put this thing together to make this all work. And it's really terrific that he's done this. And it's not your average Zoom call.
It would sound like
my family reunion for my mother's 100th birthday.
We have to give credit to my beautiful wife, Shannon. And our business partner, Charlie Burney, because without him, we wouldn't be able to do any of this.
Charlie, who is listening right now. And Shannon, would you like to offer some thanks to Ponyboy Matt Bloom?
You know I hate him.
Where is he?
He wouldn't show his face around here.
Yeah, he's Carrie, I'm glad you asked that because Pony will be coming back to work on December 25th, 2021. So
he's calling it his Christmas gift to entertainment.
It's his Christmas gift. Let's take another phone call. We said we get to a bunch of them. We have to take another break. Sorry, we have to do that during the regular show. Hi, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, this is Chris from Blackwell, Oklahoma.
Yay, Blackwell, Oklahoma. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Listen, I found you guys in 1993 when I was in the Air Force in Fort Belvoir in Virginia.
Awesome. Thank you for your service.
We appreciate that, and thank you for listening right now. By the way, that's Tiger Joe. That's Tiger King territory out there in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, you're Joe Exotic.
You would bring that up, wouldn't you? Yeah, he actually ran for governorship of our state.
Yeah, we watched that. We watched that.
Yeah, so how close are you to the zoo that's run by the Vegas guy now?
Well, I'm actually about 2.5 hours away.
Okay.
So I'm a little north. I'm almost at Kansas, so I'm a little north of that, but...
Yeah, I've been to Tulsa. Don and I back in the day went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. One of our great road trips when we went down. Oral Roberts
wasn't that
claimed,
when you saw RoboCop?
I think it was. I saw RoboCop with Freddie Camp.
But I think it was right around the same time because I remember that live broadcast and lots of "I like it."
Yeah, it was. We went down because Oral Roberts had claimed on his TV show that if he didn't get $50 million, God was going to call him home. He's going to die.
Well, yeah, of course.
And so we flew to Tulsa and the City of Faith Hospital, found out that it was half empty, and checked in on Oral Roberts. And were, respectfully asked to leave the property. And we did that. And it was
as
it was
so
a fun
many
time.
Of your live broadcasts did in those days. That's how they usually ended.
Yeah, most of them would be Tower of London, Disneyland,
Graceland,
City of Faith Hospital, Graceland. Please leave, sir. We don't think it's amusing that you're pointing out on your show that there's graffiti on the wall that says Elvis cured my hemorrhoids. And then Frank Murphy, our old producer, was inside with a microphone, and he was asked to leave when he pointed out that in the jungle room at Graceland, he had seen a biological stain.
Ew.
He had seen what he believed to be a biological stain on the carpeting.
I love the fact that the EPE, that's Elvis Presley Enterprises, preserved the stain.
Yes. Yeah, they're very nice to do that. Sir, is there anything we can do for you in Oklahoma before we let you go?
Well, listen, I want to say everything or something to everybody, but I can't. I know I don't have time, but I want to say something to Rob here.
All right, okay, go ahead.
I've been 46 years in my life without being in trouble. I found myself in trouble, and why? I actually ended up being behind bars. Well, it doesn't matter, but anyway.
Yes, it does.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it's sort of a keynote of the story here.
While I was behind bars, my girl sent me some adult coloring pictures, and I don't mean erotic pictures. I mean adult coloring pictures. You know what I speak of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She sent me a jukebox to color, and in the letter, she said, in memory of Rob Spiewak.
In memory?
In memory, like
the time he died.
I could not believe. I thought Rob had died. And I didn't know.
I've thought that many times.
To you. I am not lying.
I check him regularly.
I laid in my bunk and I cried.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead, man.
How long did you spend?
We have an emergency delivery. Here.
Oh dear! It wasn't hard enough.
It was two nights before I knew, and then I was able to call her, and I said, "I'm like very surreal," and I said, "What happened to Rob?" And she says, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, you said in the memory of Rob," and she says, "No, I just mean, you know, in memory of Rob, while you're in there, you know, color this picture. He loves jukeboxes."
It would be an honor.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Are you serious?"
But, and so, how long did you spend in the joint, sir?
About a year.
Oh geez. Was it a
little reefer in the glove compartment? Yeah. All right. Well, God bless you.
I was definitely drinking and driving.
I like your story. Enjoy the rest of the show. We have to take a break. When we come back, I love you, Rob. We love him too.
Yes.
Love you too, sir, in Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Hang up on him, Shannon. We got to go, Shannon. Hang up on him, for God's sake. We have to take a break. When we come back, a very special guest has made his way in there.
I am so jealous.
He's wearing a mask, but I sure as hell can recognize my best friend. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sweet love.
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family can be tense. Makes you want to go out. Run away, maybe disappear. Don't. Down and stay home. Listen to Mike O'Mara and his boys. Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
Hey, yous guys! Thanks for listening to the TMOS Cocktail Party. But did you know there is so much more to enjoy? That said, do you fancy some poetry? Groovy, baby, groovy. You ready, Rob? Here we go.
Please, Mike, please.
After this show, we're airing the bonus. You can even grab your phone to phone us. It's Mike, Oscar, and Rob, all doing their job to distract you from the coronas.
That's a great poem.
888-920-6673. Not that I need calls.
Oh, we're locked, Mike. We're locked.
Jesus, I know we are. There's not enough time in the day. Immediately following the show, the bonus show rolls. So remember, do it. After the live stream, it hides behind the paywall. I hear the clinking. This is free quarantine content that you can eat. This is free quarantine content that you can snag if you're just bright enough to do so. By the way, while you're cooped up, listen to our back issues, 500 commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows. It's good stuff, and now would be a great time to subscribe. It's your passport to the Asport, the TMOS bonus show, with a tender flaky crust and real dark meat turkey. It's the best pot pie you'll ever eat. Guaranteed. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the show. As we were doing the call with the gentleman that had been incarcerated from Oklahoma I knew immediately, you know somebody.
Right.
When you see the body language, not that I would not ever recognize this gentleman, but Jimmy Cerrito, is this an unplanned visit, Rob Spiewak, or did you know
James Tiberius Cerrito was coming? And he said he'd love to bring some food by, but I wasn't allowed to tell you guys because it must be a surprise.
Well, James, it is great to see you, my friend.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Rob. Hi, Oscar. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
All right.
Can you hear me through my mask?
Yes, yes. Very
we
difficult
can.
To hear
we
you,
can.
Jimmy.
We can.
Jimmy,
is it close enough to my mouth?
It's great to see you. You are wearing your Buffalo jersey, your Buffalo hat, your Buffalo mask. You got
well,
a Buffalo Bills mask. It's how many picks in the second round do the Bills have?
I think we have two, Mike. We traded our first round pick. We got the guy from Minnesota, Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver.
Yeah, not a bad deal for that team. So
hopefully
we'll
2028 will be good.
Well, you know, we'll see. Giants have two picks in the second round as well. But this is very, very cool. I got to ask you, you know, you hear people talking about, hey.
What's the Carlo O'Mara show?
What am I in, Carl, on the Pay No Mind list? Watch this. No,
thirsty
this
people
is, this
here.
Is real.
Thirsty people here.
Hey.
Yeah, I got some gifts.
No. They got to work something out right now. There's a
did I forget something?
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot your drink.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to know the priorities are well in place.
There are 1,000 things that she could do on this broadcast. That is the principal cardinal offense.
Yeah. She knew.
Jimmy, it's good to see you. How, you know, you're the one small business owner that we've supported since we started our small business. How the hell are you? How are you?
I'm on the front lines, baby. Front lines. I'm
the
delivering.
Delivery,
I'm a delivery guy
going
now.
Well. Is it going well?
You're back from your vacation.
Hi, Carl. Yeah,
Carl. That was a sick burn. That was not called for. But yes, he is back. Yes.
I am back.
So happy
just
to
in time
see you.
To hi, Carly. Just in time for early retirement. Is what I got going on.
I have to tell this. This is so Jimmy. This is so Jimmy. Right when this crap started, and Jimmy comes on, and we're thinking about his employees and how many people he's going to have to lay off, and how he's going to survive, and how his business is going to do, and we're going on and on. And Jimmy doesn't say a word about where he is or anything going on. And
we're thinking he's back in Manassas, Virginia.
I thought he was in Manassas, Virginia.
Sorry,
and
slaying the dragon.
I really, Jimmy, focus, Jimmy.
I am.
I brought focus. Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's great, Rob. You focus
like
too.
A joint.
All right, so. Jimmy goes on. We interviewed Jimmy for like 15 minutes. And and at the very end, we're like, well, we feel so bad for you. How's it going? Well, I'm in the Virgin Islands right now.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was just like, womp, 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 womp. You know, it was...
no shame.
It was pretty crazy. So what is the state of Jimmy's... and so, like so many restaurants around the country, what's the real impact for you right now? What's going on?
It's a learning experience. We just went to takeout, delivery, curbside. Everybody's wearing a mask. They're all wearing gloves. Definitely laid a few people off. They're on unemployment. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah, so. And I'm trying to get money. I'm chasing the government around for some money to help pay the utilities and keep
and
the payroll going.
Yeah.
Are we all?
Yeah.
Are we
doing
all
that? The support is unbelievable, though. They're calling us. The phone's ringing.
Good, good.
Mostly Friday and Saturday nights.
Sure.
There's no lunch business, you know, almost non-existent during the day.
Non-existent now with the way it's going.
We can order through Postmates. I know that for sure, 100%.
Absolutely. Wow. Oscar, you're the man. Because Postmates, they do a heck of an upcharge. If you're within 10 miles of Jimmy's, folks, don't use Postmates or anything.
Use Jimmy.
Call Jimmy's. Yeah, we'll deliver.
But Jimmy gets his full cut regardless. I asked him about this.
Yes.
Like
yes,
Jimmy gets paid regardless. I'm willing to pay a premium if I'm supporting Jimmy. And I said, Jimmy, as long as you get all the money, that's totally fine by me. Bottom line.
And that's Postmates, but that's not the rest of them. The rest of them take 30%.
Yeah, Carrie, don't hand that food out. Those kids have
Jimmy,
to come and say
when
hi.
When are you going
to
come surprise us?
What, in Florida?
Well, yeah, I was telling Maureen what I was doing, and she says, okay, so what, Oscar next week, and then when you go into Florida?
Yeah, that would be nice.
The whole Speedwagon plan is
here. Hey, kids.
There they are. Come back here.
Hi, guys. That's sweet. Hi.
Julia and Robert, the whole family is there right now. This is fantastic. Yeah. Did they? And the only reason they came downstairs was the food, right?
We fed them.
No
They smelled it. They smelled the wings, I'm sure.
They sure did.
I got lots of wings, potato skins, a Jimmy's Tavern Burger.
Are you
Rob,
kidding
you get chili
me?
Mac. I got something really special to give to Rob, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. We got to go to break. But
Carrie, you get
this.
The red stripe. That's yours.
Nice.
All right, very good.
These are our new growlers. These are the new Jimmy's growlers.
Awesome.
Where everyone's
so cute. I love them, Jimmy.
Is that from the brew pub? Is that from the brew house?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is the first ever beer that's going to be on tap at Jimmy's when we get the brewery open.
Oh, it's great.
Wow.
This
wow.
is the first batch. Chills. We've been practicing. Tony Loseco, our brewmaster, has been practicing in his garage at his house.
I've met him.
This is going to be Jimmy's IPA. And it's
right. Cannot wait to try it.
International Pandemic Ale.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, IPA. Are we going to open it? Rob, do you want to do a taste test?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Before we go to break actually, here?
Better than Budweiser, right I'm sure.
This is great.
This is it.
It's fantastic.
Isn't
this amazing?
This is so much fun.
I love the color.
I'm having
Crown
Royal.
The color. This is great.
Oh my God, it's got a great nose on it.
It's an IPA.
So God, floral, very floral and nice.
Who taught you how to pour a beer, man?
I was going to say, Jimmy, you're going to have to pour it next time. Jeez. I mean, he got really excited.
Oh, Gray Milan, beast with two heads.
Just drink out of the jug.
All right, here we go. Let's see. What's it taste like?
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's got
it's good, right?
Citrus notes. Absolutely.
Ooh, I like
citrus
that.
Notes.
Ooh.
All right, I was going for the comedy. I was going for the kind. Okay, we'll try it again. All right, so take another sip, Rob. Here we go.
Rewind.
Retread. Okay.
You're making me want beer.
Come on. Hey,
don't
Rob,
drink it.
So how does it taste?
Like ass.
Oh, that's not nice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Man.
So much free stuff.
Cheers,
we're
going
to take a break. Cheers, Jimmy. We love you.
I miss you.
We love you, Jimmy.
Can't wait to see you again.
This is a real cocktail. We got Jimmy Cerino here. It's a real cocktail party.
It really is.
We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back right here. Hi, Robert, and hi, Julia. We love you guys. Carrie,
hey,
this
Robert,
is wonderful.
Take off your hood. Let him see your great haircut.
Handsome. This is warming my heart tonight. I love this. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. Coronavirus update. Donald Trump suggests ingesting household disinfectant to battle COVID-19. Most doctors agree it's unsafe and ineffective. It's unsafe. You don't laugh. I said that to you today. If you don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah.
Watch the press conference yourself. It's unsafe and ineffective. But still more pleasant than the thought of a second term.
Boom!
Bada boom, bada bing. Denise Richards recently revealed she was discussing pandemic co-parenting with Charlie Sheen. She said she was worried that COVID-19 might catch something from her ex-husband. He's a good show. That's two in a row. And Tom Brady made a video where he blew a conch shell to get Rob Gronkowski to join him in Tampa Bay. Gronk has yet to reveal what he had to blow to get out of his Patriots contract. Three in a row. Well done, Shecky.
Thank
get up to New York. Oh, gloom, despair, and agony on me. You can't even safely shop anymore, or can you? Yes, you can. The solution, the TMOS Shopping Center. Be smart. Grab your goods from Target and Walmart safely from home. Hit up MikeOmeraShow.com, and the banner is right there. Click it like you mean it. Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure you access them through our banner. Anything and everything you need delivered to your door from Target and Walmart, the time is now. The TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. And remember, Robert Kraft says, let's kickstart the economy.
What?
Open the massage parlors. Or health spas.
Health there spa. That's what it is. An Asian health spa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was so excited for you to read that spot. I'm such a child.
As per Oscar Santana, we're going to roll right into our bonus show tonight. So we've got a few more minutes here, and then we will take another break. Rob, I don't know if you've got any promo that you could pop in. I have no idea between the break, but we're not going to do our usual five-minuter. We're just going to roll into the bonus show.
We're just going to keep drinking.
I'll have something for you.
Okay, and that's we can do that, Oscar. That's
of course,
possible.
100%.
Do it that way.
100%.
Can we turn in like 60 seconds?
Well, this
should
be
60 seconds.
No problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get right back to the calls. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air, Mike O'Mara Show.
No one's on the air. Hold on. Oscar threw me, so I haven't done anything yet. Okay.
Okay, let's go. We'll wait. We'll wait right now. And
Jimmy has put on his seductive Trip Affleck mask.
That's lovely over the Mike O'Mara Show. We good to go? We're set. Let's get back to the calls. Mike O'Mara Show, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hola. Hi, guys and gals. This is Molly Warner from good old Spokane, Washington.
There we go. There's the West Coast checking in from Spokane.
There you go, baby.
Belly of the beast where it all started and then we found out it didn't. I love right. that. You know, so Washington State was blamed for it, and then news came out like last week that it wasn't Washington State where it started. That it might have been hanging around since January. And then,
and for six hours, they were reporting it was the Vastrick brothers that started it.
Oh,
Dirk and his brother. What can we do for you, Molly?
Well, first and foremost, I love you guys, and thank you very much for all you do. You rock, and thank you very much for doing it on our time, because it's fabulous. I appreciate that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we got a lot of people, a lot of feedback saying do it at happy hour West Coast time, 4 or 5 o'clock then. And so, you know, here we are at 8:20. No problem for us doing a little nighttime. We'll shake it up. We'll do different stuff. We're going to try to be creative during this time.
We're going to do a sunrise service next Friday.
4 a.m.
For all the alcoholics.
Next week. Well, Molly, thank you very much.
So, hey, I have one more funny thing for you.
Please.
Okay, so the president, Captain Orange, was talking about how to, put the Lysol or whatever inside.
Right.
So I took a syringe from when I had to, put medicine in my kitty's mouth.
Right.
And I threw some bleach in it, and I injected it. And you know what? I don't feel any f***ing better.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you very much, Molly. We appreciate that. Let's take another phone call here at 888-920-MORE. Hello, Mike O'Marisha. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Sean from Annapolis.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Fine, Sean. Never has an energy.
Oh my God.
Broadcast come to a screechy halt.
John, you're calling from the Academy? What's going on? Why are you so uptight?
How are you, Sean?
Yes, Oscar. I'm at the Academy. I'm at one of the halls, and I'm drinking Jack and Diet just like you are.
Good man. Good
that
man.
That is awesome. My old stomping grounds, McGarvey's, Reardon's, down there at the City Dock in Annapolis, Maryland. I love that town, one of my favorite towns. Then I made the tragic mistake of moving out to Northern Virginia, where I never quite felt at home, even though I bought a bar out there. Yeah,
a bar.
Jimmy knows all about it. I've cried to Jimmy. Late nights, I've cried to him about how I was received in the great town of Manassas, Virginia. Jimmy knows all about it. What can we do for you from Annapolis, sir?
I heard about it.
Nothing. I've been listening to you since the '80s, WNAV with Don, and. First time I've ever gotten through to you, and I'm enjoying this. Appreciate it, and just love listening to you guys. You always make
well. Let me make a correction, because I was never on WNAV. I was on the other station in Annapolis, which was 81 WYRE, and then WBEY Bay Country 103. But what I loved, and by the way, when I moved down to Annapolis to do a morning show, I worked for Jack Diamond, who was on Q107 for a million years, Mix 107.3, and Jack was my boss back there. And the elements on that radio station, to this day, there are elements on that radio station that were the most complicated. I'm surprised I stayed in the business. I got out for a while. But back then, when I had to get on the air and read this, all right, I would have to give the forecast and then let you know when it was going to be high tide or low tide. Easy enough, right? Partly cloudy, chance of showers, high tide at 7:15. And then after that, because I guess they didn't think it was difficult enough, I had to say, your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. Jack, what were you doing? Crack? To make us have to do that,
I've been here the whole time.
Thank you very much for the call.
Breaking news. This in from Ralph Rice.
Yes, Fried Rice. Yes, he has been excited during the quarantine.
He's been helping.
8:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell Jimmy the Sabres still suck.
Yeah, F you there, Ralphie.
There you go. My
Mike,
circle
the
of friends.
The Sabres are still in it, and it's late April for the first time in 20 years. It's unbelievable.
So
the season we're having.
God, sports.
Undefeated.
Coming back soon. No. Hockey at least announced.
What? Really? When's hockey going to come
back? It's hypothetical. Hopefully, Mike, end of June, early July. That's the looking at.
No.
At least that gives us some hope. Some hope.
Hope.
Why, now, no. Why did you thumbs down the grade eight, Jimmy? It's, I mean, is it your...
No. I was thumbs down on hockey coming back. It's not coming back for a while.
Don't think so.
And if they're going to play without a crowd?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I'd rather watch it on TV than not watch it at all.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah. You know what?
Classic Movies still on.
God, Mike's been watching that.
You know what people think of that, Rob?
You're so disgraceful.
You're so disgraceful. What was that? Did I miss something? What, Carla?
Yeah, you're watching that Turner Classic movie.
Yeah, Carla, right now I'm trying to wrap up this segment of the show. That's what I'm trying to do. And
I'm trying to talk.
Okay.
Quiet.
Go ahead, Carla.
Oh, yeah, Turner Classic movie.
Quiet. The worst. Quiet.
No, I'm not going to be quiet. No. How disrespectful. How dare you?
You're disrespectful.
Not going to happen.
Oh, that was a live one.
That was terrific.
Your organization is terrible.
Yes, it is.
No, you are.
You are. All right, we're going to have a big fight. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. When we come back,
we're actually not leaving here. We're here.
We're not leaving at all.
Yeah.
We're not leaving.
We're
going
to roll
on. When we're coming back from this break,
I'm in Carrie's chair.
We will be back, and we will be uncensored, correct?
Right.
Okay. And boy, do I need to be uncensored.
I'll be back.
Could you turn? You have mutes on those on that board, Rob Spiewak? Do you have a mute button?
Hey, calm down.
Even when I mute him, he's still a little too loud.
Very good. I am simply trying to get out of this break. This is the free portion of the program, and now we're going to the bone. I'm just trying to balance it. We'll take a break and come right back with your phone calls on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, everybody.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.